But Lipa did not have to wait much more, because tomorrow, some very strange things were in store. At breakfast, his mother seemed a little bit suspicious when Lipa asked her,
"Could I do the dishes?"
"Lipa, do you think that you can? Last time you broke 4 plates and a pan."
But before she could move, before she could blink, zip, zip, zap, zap, clink, clink, he had them all washed and piled near the sink.
"Why, Lipa, you're usually as slow as molasses, and you've already washed out the dishes and glasses."
"It's my yarmulke, Mom. It makes me feel breezy. Whenever I wear it, the hard things seem easy."
"Hananya Yom Tov, Lipa, Katz, Nellen, Bogenstein? Wearing a yarmulke that my dish is clean?"
"Somehow when it's on me, I get the strange feeling to jump in the air and fly through the ceiling."
"Well, then you'd better hurry and fly like a birdie, or you'll miss the school bus that comes at 8:30.
"Oh, no! It's 8:28! I've got to run! There's no time to wait!"
"Goodbye, Lipa! Learn well, Munchkin!"
And Lipa took off and flew like the wind.
Knock, knock!
Who's there?
Ivan!
Ivan? Ivan who?
"I vada learn today, Rebbe. Can I go to my seat?"
"Go here. This is a shock. What are you doing in school, Lipa? Before 9 o'clock.